From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, March 5th, 2025.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 25 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath. Open 7 days a week.
State energy officials say they have regained access to a $62 million solar power award. The funding was frozen in the first days of the Trump presidency. Peter McGuire has more.
The Solar for All grant through the Environmental Protection Agency is intended to help low-income and disadvantaged households access solar power and energy storage. Maine lost the funding just days after President Trump took office. Other states reported similar disruptions after the White House issued an executive order that paused disbursement of funding from the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act. But on Tuesday, the Maine Governor's Energy Office says it is able to access the fund. In a statement, Office Director Dan Burgess says it is, quote, in the planning stage of this award and is still awaiting further guidance from EPA. Maine received the money in 2024 as part of a $7 billion nationwide program. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
The U.S. Commerce Department says it will renegotiate the terms of the Maine Sea Grant. The Trump administration announced over the weekend that it was discontinuing a four-year, $4.5 million award to Maine Sea Grant. But this afternoon, Senator Susan Collins said that the Commerce Department agreed to modify the terms of the Sea Grant award after speaking with her yesterday. In a memo, Commerce officials said that the department will ensure, quote, that American people, including hardworking Mainers like lobstermen, receive the benefit of the bargain consistent with the administration's priorities and program objectives. Maine appeared to be the only one out of 33 other Sea Grant programs around the country to have its funding revoked. Canada's prime minister singled out Maine's Old Orchard Beach this week when talking about how tariffs on his country could affect the U.S. economy. Justin Trudeau says, President Trump has launched an unnecessary trade war that is designed to damage the Canadian economy. And Trudeau says his nation will respond.
Canadians are hurt. Canadians are angry. We're going to choose to not go on vacation in Florida or Old Orchard Beach or wherever.
Old Orchard has long been a popular destination for some Canadians. According to the Maine Office of Tourism, Canadians accounted for 7% of all visitors to the state last year. And data from 3 years ago indicate that the typical Canadian tourist reported staying more than four nights. Work is beginning this week to expand the Downeaster train station in Wells, which will allow commuters to reach Portland by 8 a.m. Passenger Rail Authority Chief Patricia Quinn says workers will construct a new platform and a pedestrian bridge over the tracks.
Right now, there's two tracks in front of the Wells station, but there's only one platform. So by building the second platform and connecting them with an overhead bridge, Downeaster trains coming in different directions can stop and passengers can get on and off at the same time. So it's really going to be a game changer for us.
When the nearly $9 million expansion is finished in about 18 months, a sixth Downeaster trip will run each morning between Brunswick and Wells. The timing will allow commuters from York County and Point South to reach Portland by the start of the traditional working day. South Portland School Superintendent Tim Matheny says the district needs to cut $5 million from its proposed budget, and that will result in layoffs. Matheny says the current budget is up more than 11%, which he believes is more than voters will accept.
We have not taken forward an 11.4% local budget increase in anyone's memory in this district. We saw that as an untenable increase.
Matheny says 80% of district costs are for the salaries, wages, and benefits. He says affected employees will be alerted in the next couple of weeks. The dispute between the City of Portland and Greater Portland Landmarks over the fate of the former Children's Museum building had its day in court today. The Portland Museum of Art wants to tear down the building as part of a $100 million expansion. and the city maintains that the structure has undergone so many renovations that it isn't worthy of preservation. Elizabeth Bupley, who represents Greater Portland Landmarks, says such change doesn't necessarily mean that a building has lost its character-defining features.
There is built into the historic preservation ordinances and the guidelines that are issued by the National Park Service a recognition that buildings do change over the time. We don't want things just sort of mothballed. We want buildings to be used. We want adaptive reuse of historic buildings.
Bupley says the reclassification also puts at risk certification of the historic district and tax credits for historic restoration work. Bupley says Greater Portland Landmarks is asking Cumberland County Superior Court Justice Deborah Cashman to remand the matter back to the City Council with clear instructions on how to interpret the city's historic preservation ordinance. The Portland City Council unanimously passed a resolution this week calling for increased traffic and safety enforcement in the wake of 3 fatal pedestrian accidents so far this year. Police say that surpasses the number of fatal pedestrian crashes for all of last year and the year before. The resolution calls on city officials to install additional lighting at high-risk intersections, launch a public awareness campaign, and increase police enforcement on the roads. Portland City Councilor Regina Phillips.
I think that we know that this is a very, very serious issue, and there is some immediate steps that we need to take.
Portland Police and AAA of Northern New England are also urging drivers to slow down and for pedestrians to use caution when using sidewalks and crosswalks. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Erwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 tomorrow morning. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.